Welcome to Chic Perspectives. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, the Chic Entrepreneur. Thanks for tuning in to hear about women that are succeeding in style. Today I've got a great lineup for you, and we're going to start off with Stephanie Abrams of Gabaroo. Now, Stephanie and her partner Deirdre Leone are the founders of Gabaroo.com, a social media marketing company that works to optimize its clients' visibility in the online world. And I know we are all trying to look chic in the online world today, so I definitely see where a company like Gabaroo really fits in. They are all about creating a buzz through social networking sites, and Gabaroo utilizes social media to garner attention for small businesses. A great marketing strategy. So Stephanie Abrams, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to find out more about the company. So tell me in your own words now, what does Gabaroo do for businesses?
Well, what we do is we are a social media marketing firm, and we service a wide range of businesses across multiple industries, and we work very closely with each of our clients to really customize and personalize a social media strategy and presence depending on what their goals through social media are.
Now, you've worked with a variety of small businesses as well as personas and bands, even Broadway shows. Tell me a little bit about some of these projects and what you've been able to do.
Sure. Well, one of our first clients actually was a clothing designer, and her company is called Peony Apparel. And she has designed a clothing line for teens. And what we've done is we created a strategy to really reach and target teenagers and parents who'd want to buy clothes for teenagers on Facebook, on Twitter as well, and developed different strategies and marketing techniques to be able to reach her right clientele in order to help sell her clothing and really create a brand awareness. So that was one of our first clients. We also just finished working with an off-Broadway show that was called White's Lies, and we worked with them to really get the word out that their show was live here in New York City and created buzz online through fans who had already gone to see the show and creating a great conversation online, and also worked on selling tickets through Facebook as well. So we've had a lot of success with a lot of the companies we've taken on so far.
That's terrific. So generating awareness and kind of creating some excitement and buzz, and then also turning that into cash in the bank to some sales, a full turkey marketing.
At the end of the day, everyone needs to make money for their company, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's the end game when it comes to marketing. It's great to get people to know that you're out there, but ultimately you need it to drive revenue. So tell me a little bit about how Gabaroo is different from other marketing companies.
Sure. Gabaroo is definitely different from most marketing companies because we've found that a lot of marketing companies really take on a broad range of marketing endeavors for their clients, and we specifically just work on social media for different companies. So we might end up working with other firms to really create brand awareness and drive revenue, but we focus just solely on social media and really creating a targeted and customized strategy through the use of the current tools that are online. We also really help to drive the search engine optimization for our clients as well. And we really focus on creating positive word of mouth online for these brands too.
So the social media is really kind of come on the scene and is changing a way a lot of companies look at and view their marketing and how they're implementing their marketing strategy. Talk a little bit about what the impact you think the social networking sites and all this social media stuff is really having on how companies look to market their business.
Absolutely. I mean, the first thing is definitely brand awareness and having a positive image online. A lot of companies are also using regular print ads to bring their target customers to their online social media sites. I know you can see a lot of times in magazines now, you'll see on TV, different brands are saying, you know, join the conversation online and follow us, you know, on Twitter and, you know, like us on Facebook to really benefit the positive conversations that are going on online. Because no matter what, you know, if a company decides to get involved with social media or not, one way or another, their clients and their fans are online talking about their brand, and it's definitely important to have someone from the company or the brand online monitoring, you know, what's going on and being able to respond back to the customer or to the fan online and be able to, you know, give some insight and some response from the company.
Now, unlike maybe traditional marketing where you, say, run a commercial or put an ad in a magazine, this is a much more interactive fashion of interacting with your customers. Talk about the importance of that continuous conversation and that social media isn't something you can just do once and kind of check the box and say, okay, we're done with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, you know, definitely continues 24 hours a day. It's not just about having a billboard or an ad in a magazine or in the newspaper anymore. This is where customers are going online and interacting with the brand or the band or the clothing company or the show around the clock, giving their opinions, you know, whenever they go online. Customers are constantly engaged, whether they're giving positive feedback or negative feedback, and it's always important to have someone from the brand monitoring what's being said, because let's say something negative was said maybe about a restaurant. Having someone from the brand be able to go back and respond to that customer, you know, letting them know, you know, come back and try us out again and perhaps receive a discount or a free dessert to come back in. It's really creating that constant communication between the brand and the customer and really feeling that personalized touch. So the customers continue to want to come back time and time again, and these companies have repeat business.
It really does change things from feeling like you're doing business with this faceless brand or a company that you don't know much about versus having a conversation similar to you would have with one of your friends on Facebook. So talk about who is on social media. I mean, you mentioned the teenage campaign, and then you mentioned the Off-Broadway show. Obviously, those are completely different demographics, I'm thinking.
Absolutely. I mean, we really feel here with Gabaroo that almost everyone can really benefit from being on social media. As long as you have, you know, a customized and tailored social media marketing strategy, and you're targeting, you know, the right businesses to get connected with, or the right people who could become your potential customers, or staying in touch with your current clients and customers, almost everyone is online now. I mean, there's almost 500 million users on Facebook alone, and everyone's really different. So most companies can really benefit from a social media presence if managed and monitored, you know, properly.
Now tell our listeners a little bit about how they can get in touch with you on social media. You've got a couple
Absolutely.
Of links here.
Well, there's a bunch of different ways to get in touch with us. The first way would be to go to our website, which is www.gabaroo.com, and that's spelled G-A-B-B-A-R-O-O.com. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/gabaroo, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. And we are at Get in the Gab, so twitter.com/getinthegab. You can also give us a call at 646-450-2422.
Terrific. Now, has this been your first entrepreneurial venture, Stephanie?
This is, actually. I mean, I've always considered myself an entrepreneur at heart. I was selling lemonade at about 6 years old and Beanie Babies and whatever I could all throughout my life. But this was my, after 4 years in corporate America doing sales and marketing, branching out into doing this on my own with my business partner, this is my first real entrepreneurial endeavor.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you've learned through the process of starting your own business.
I think one of the biggest things that I've learned is the importance of networking. You never know where you're going to meet your next client or what opportunities might be right in front of you. So I've learned that talking to everyone and anyone can never hurt you. I've also, you know, realized the benefits of, you know, working with a really positive team and being around really positive people. It's always important to, you know, have great people in your life who are going to encourage you and to, you know, help you out with, you know, what may lie in front of you. You know, it's definitely a challenge starting your own business, but with surrounding yourself with positive people is definitely something I've learned throughout this process.
That's terrific. Yes, I think having good mentors and being around the right people is one of the most important things you can do to really set yourself up for success. Have there been any particular mentors or advisors that have made a big difference for you?
Absolutely. Actually, when I was in college, I met someone named Roy West, who has been my mentor and my coach for the past 6, 7, 8 years. He's just always been there, been so positive, has encouraged me to focus on my strengths and what I'm really good at to become great at it, and has always been a positive person around me and always encouraged my growth and development as an entrepreneur.
That's fantastic to have somebody like that in your
Absolutely.
Corner, really helping you out at every step of the way. Now, I like to ask all of my guests here on the Chic Perspective Show to share a chic tip with our listeners. What's one piece of advice that you'd like to offer to other women entrepreneurs out there?
I think the one piece of advice I would say is what I was just mentioning before, is surrounding yourself with positive people who are always going to encourage you to drive forward ahead and not be scared to chase your dreams and go out there and do something really, really special. So just definitely surrounding yourself with positive people.
That's fantastic. We've got just a little bit of time left. I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit more about some of your clients and give them some visibility here on the radio. What can we be on the lookout?
Someone who I didn't mention before is a celebrity fitness trainer, and he has a new workout called Cuerpaso. It's CUERPASO.com. So he is all about healthy living and a healthy lifestyle, and has a whole new workout DVD and routine, and also teaches classes right here where we are in New York City. So he's one of our clients who we've started working with several months ago and has really benefited from using social media to get the word out about his new workout routine.
Cuerpaso, that sounds very interesting.
As I mentioned before, Peony Apparel, great women's fashions for young women, for teenagers. Also down in Orlando, we have the Alta Moda Salon in downtown Orlando, and they're doing great specials right now to go in and get some summer highlights. So those are some of our highlighted clients right now that we wanted to give a little shout out to.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And what an interesting and diverse array of businesses. What are some of the things that they would say about the services that you've provided and the effect that the social media campaigns have done for them? What would your clients say?
Well, another client who I haven't even mentioned yet is a band. Their name is Calisys, and they're out of Maryland. And we actually just received an email from them asking how the heck we've gotten them so many Twitter followers so far, and they've been able to really reach their music to a lot of people that they wouldn't have been able to without social media. So we've gotten some really great feedback from them as well. Also a recording studio, fabulous recording studio down in Maryland called KMHRecording.com. Keith, who runs the recording studio there, has, you know, had no social media presence before he got on board with using Gabaroo's services. So he's really seen a growth in his fan base on Facebook, on Twitter, and we're really starting to work now on his YouTube page so people can really see what it's like inside a recording studio and hopefully go record there themselves.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So that's another nice advantage to social media, is giving people kind of a taste of the experience without them ever having to leave the comfort of their couch.
Yeah.
That helps in the buying and decision-making process, I would imagine. What are some of the things you would recommend people put out there in the social sphere about their business to make their clients or potential clients kind of be interested or feel comfortable with
them? I think the more information, the better, because people really do seek and crave as much information online as possible. One thing that we have really found that fans really like online is things that are interactive, whether it's pictures or it's videos, or contests. Just as an example, for KMH Recording Studio, you know, we put up pictures of the inside of the recording studio because a lot of people have never actually been inside a recording studio to see what it really looks like. So to really give customers an inside scoop on, you know, behind the scenes of, you know, different either stores or restaurants or behind the scenes of recording or a band recording their new album, and really being able to feel like you're part of the process and engaging fans and them having as much interactive material as possible is something we've really found to be effective.
That's terrific, and I can see why it would be. Well, Stephanie, it's been such a pleasure having you on the Chic Perspective Show.
Well, thank you for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Let's give out your website one more time so people can get in the gab with you guys. It's Gabaroo.
Awesome. It is Gabaroo.com, GABBAROO.com.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I wish you much continued chic success, and thanks again for coming on and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
This is Elizabeth Gordon signing off from this episode of the Chic Perspective Show. Thanks for tuning in to find out more about women that are succeeding in style. Check out more Chic Perspectives episodes at businessradiox.com and find out how you can get in the chic circle at chicentrepreneur.com. We'll talk to you next week.